It's time for tonight's postgame coaches show presented by Barings. And coach, here in this first half, you guys got in a significant hole. You actually finished the game well. Among other things, was it the attack that was missing in that first half?
Well, they clearly sliced us up. When a team shoots 72% against you, you just don't have an answer for that. So we're constantly taking the ball through the net. That was a real difficulty when they shoot that percentage. But I thought they knocked us on our heels, and I don't think we ever responded from getting knocked on our heels. We took about, I would say, 7 layups in the first half in which we were off balance. We spoke about it at halftime, and I thought there was a dramatic difference in the layups we took in the second half. Yet in the first 4 minutes of the second half, we had 2 layups, but we tried to be cute about it and tried to avoid the block. And I think there was the thought in our guys' heads that they were going to get their shot blocked. And, you know, they're not a great shot blocking team, and we spoke about that. And yet they went to the rim, and instead of jump stopping, I thought we took some off-balance shots. So the combination of them slicing us up with their offense because we were on our heels and us missing 6 layups in the first half, that's a pretty tough mountain to climb when you're in this environment. And how about this environment? Oh, my goodness gracious. This is as good as an environment as there is in college basketball.
For sure. And Coach Kellen, John, they started that attack in the second half. Those guys were pretty fantastic on the offensive end.
Well, I thought Lee was equally fantastic. I thought the 3 guards were sensational. And give Luka and David and Nelson credit because they moved their man out of the play to make those things happen.
Coach, the big stat that really stood out tonight was the points in the paint and the disparity there. Where were the breakdowns in terms of the drives that Dayton were getting to down the lane and to the hole?
When you miss a shot down at the other end and you dwell upon it, all of a sudden you're not as alert and ready as you should be. And I think our alertness and readiness, based upon what happened at the offensive end, it really created chaos for us. We had an objective of holding them to 55% from 2 points, mm-hmm. which is a very good goal to have. And I think I'm just looking at the numbers they made. They shot 72% from the game and 36 from 3. So I can imagine that 2-point percentage was maybe in the 80s.
27 of 31, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, or 28. I mean, it's an incredible number.
So that's almost 90%.
Yeah, I mean, it was huge. So.
It just snowballed on us. It snowballed on us. And then when we did kind of make a cut at them, you know, we had a turnover. We had a missed foul shot. We gave up a 3, and all of a sudden, what could have maybe knocked it down to 12, maybe 11, and give us a chance, we just never had the energy to do that.
Coach, speak to how good Toppin is, and when he's making threes like he did tonight, he had 3 of them. Is that such added difficulty to looking to defend him?
Well, he's a candidate for player of the year, and he went down on the post and scored. He made passes off the ball screen where he delivered the ball on the money to guys. He made those threes, and he didn't miss a shot in the lane. And, he's very physically strong, and this team is very physically strong. And as I said before the game, they're mature and they're experienced, and they're versatile. And the guy Landers does a terrific job for him as their orchestrator. We just didn't do the kind of job we needed to do defensively, and I think that was a result of our offense. And we say all the time, great offense leads to great defense. Well, conversely, great defense leads to great offense. and we never had that great defense to lead to great offense, and we never had that great offense to lead to great defense. So we flipped both of those in the negative, and I think that was the story of the game. You know, you look at the rebounding numbers. Yeah, we got 4 offensive rebounds. They got 5. Not a big story there, but 31-16 in terms of rebounding numbers. Again, just a not a very impressive number.
Coach, a few times during the games you guys did show zone. Was there any thought to go to zone earlier? Was that in the discussion?
We were concerned about their in the statistics in the country right now. They're the number one team against zones. And we clearly had that in mind, and we were not going to play the 2-3. We were going to play the 1-3-1, and you see what happened in the 1-3-1. They sliced it. They made an easy penetration. They dumped it off for a layup, so we did the one possession. Believe me, we toyed with that idea in practice the last 2 days, and looking at the numbers, we just didn't feel it was something we could do.
Well, Coach, what will you take away from this game in this environment tonight?
Well, I think the two objectives that we had were come in here and focus and fight on every possession. Focus and fight. And I thought the missed shots put us on our heels and didn't allow us to focus. And I thought the lack of focus got us dwelling on other things other than our fight. So I don't think it's rocket science in terms of trying to look for X's and O's or special defenses. I think it's just a matter of emotion. And it's, you know, this is the 4th-ranked team in the country. They're playing in front of a crowd that was in a frenzied way. This isn't an easy game. And for our guys to come back like they did in the second half is something to build upon.
Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live. It is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.